God's testing. Here, I say one additional major point. If anybody says, God tests human beings, then, those people should erase those parts of their religion, where they said God hears prayers of his devotees and blesses them. If you argue both are possible, then that will be a big blasphemy. Let us see how it becomes such a contradiction and blasphemy. When God determines to give some kinds of suffering to test one of his devotees, then if the devotee prays and weeps to save him from that suffering, then, the devotee directly forces God to stop his testing. This really becomes an anti-God approach. On the other hand, if God hears devotee's prayer and saves him, then, it is clear that God is not testing anybody at all, and this compels to withdraw the idea God's testing from the religion. Now, between these two options of religions, I like the latter one, the idea, God hears the prayers of the human beings. I sincerely avoid God's testing idea, but you all are still sticking to God's testing idea as well as God's grace idea together, which destroys both ideas altogether. In fact, this type of baseless teachings, which have been taught since the beginning of religions, is really shocking. Just for saving the omnipotent Creator God against the question, why did not God save such a great devotee, religions gave a very easy solution that it is the God's testing. There is no other way than to explain this idea otherwise, all their explanations of omnipotent God go baseless. Unfortunately, they couldn't see a grave sin behind this explanation. If you follow this idea, then, all worships or prayers for God's grace ends there, and also this God's testing idea becomes almost equal to equating God with heartless devil. If we read, then and there the education starts, but mere possessing many books can do nothing. In the same way, whatever may be the religion starts only when one implements the great ideals in one's life. Every religion spoke about the universal truth, love, and morality, so, hold on to the gods those great words, and this alone is enough for achieving a great religion. The confusing mythical contradicting stories and their beliefs create only confusions and conflicts. So, worship your gods or creator God based on the quality of God concept than mere stories of contradicting mythology. Try to give more importance to the essence of the religions, and less to the stories and rituals in the religions, then, we can maintain even all religions' separate individualities. Besides, we can see those practical religions blossom with the fragrance of that great world peace. Idea behind the God's testing. Let us see the idea behind the phrase God's testing. This is not the class test at the school, but here they mean the life torture such as born handicap, premature death, diseases, etc. They say that these are the testing standards of God to take him to heaven after his death. If this is the situation, how can one expect grace from such a God in one's lifetime? When every problem is called God-given, then God will never give a grace even if the devotee prays whole his lifetime. Then, the title, which was given to him, All-Loving becomes baseless. Here, we have another point. For example, if people conduct one competition, then, in that competition they have some tough rules to be followed, these hurdles are equal to all the competitors. If a favor is given to anybody, then, everybody will stand against that injustice. Here, in the God-sponsored life competition, we see some are given terrible hurdles, and some others are given plain hurdles. We know that everybody is equal in the eyes of God, then, how this injustice occurs. This clearly shows the fact, if anybody favors the belief God's testing, then he really makes the God not a hero, but a villain. Free will. God-given free will. Every mythology claims that the God has given free will to human beings. If he did so, then onwards he has to be a mute spectator to every consequence of it. He cannot interfere in between until the judgment day, accept the advice by any means. His job comes only at the time of judgment day, and that day he will send those good people to heaven and bad to hell. This must be the consequences of a free will theory. If I tell anybody, you are free to do anything, and simultaneously if I impose many restrictions, then it cannot be called the freedom. So, if any religion claims the free will, then it cannot force and punish under the religious laws, but only can advise the people of that religion. This is because it equals standing against God-given free will, and that becomes a horrible sin as well. Thus, either God-given free will or religious punishments for wrongdoers only can be acceptable, but not both, because it makes everything baseless in its totality. If anybody who believes in the Creator God's free will theory, but claims that the religious laws are man-made, then also religion suffers a setback. Here, people are responsible for a great sin, for imposing rules on the people of earth against God's free will system. These above points prove that free will theory is a self-contradicting one, and it also cannot answer to the question why a few are born good people, that is, good people from childhood onwards, and most other are born bad people in this world. Thus, the free will theory of the religions, based on beliefs, fail to explain it totally. If the God says, 1 plus 1 equals 10, then we have to either consider God is wrong or they are not the God's words. Thus, logic has the ability to filter and separate the God's words from the other negatively influenced sorcery words from any religion. Let us try to see the God's words in every religion, then, there we will see the same broad-minded words uttered by the divine God in every religion. Those words of God are cleverly and deliberately covered. Oh, what a sin that we miss to see the hidden Satan behind the great God. The free will and the predictions. A religion which claims free will, cannot claim predictions as well. This is because they contradict that same religion. If you claim free will, which is given by the God to humanity, then nobody can predict the future, even the God. This is because free will is the theory that should follow the human choice of way of life and its consequences. God allowed people to live according to their wish, then, this gives the idea that the human being is the author of his own destiny. This theory also says that God should not interfere until the judgment day. This proves again that the social behavior cannot be altered by God until the end, and so God needs to be a spectator or a mere witness of those earthly happenings. If anybody claims that God predicts everything, then God's own words regarding free will are destroyed, and bound to agree with the theory of fate. Every religion predicted so many things as well as about the end time human behavior. This only speaks about the predestined human life. Now we can see that religion contradicts its own concept free will without a doubt. If God knows everything in the beginning, then, it makes no difference between both paths, free will and no free will. If God already knows that one person gets hell and another gets heaven at the end, then it is mere a fate theory. There we see no role for free will at all. If anybody argues God doesn't know about anybody's future, then he can't predict anything including end-time human behavior. Now, one question becomes significant, then, who predicted these similar predictions within all religions? The predictions within the religions. We already discussed the contradiction of free will theory against the predictions in the same religion. Now, we discuss the mere predictions of any religion. Predictions are the very secret handiwork of that ancient sorcery system in every religion. You please listen to the reasons behind it. At first, we know the aims of all religions, and they are one and the same: the world peace. We also know the handiwork of ancient sorcery system within all religions and sects, etc., and its aim is the separation of humankind only for hatred, pain, violence, and bloodshed in the society. Now, who won the race? No doubt, ancient sorcery system almost won the race. Now, the very important point is when the doubt goes from human mind, he accepts the visible truth. The Earth's shape was believed flat, but the world later accepted the new discovery that Earth's shape is an oblate spheroid. The world is now completely satisfied with the new discovery, and no people we can see debating on that topic as well. This again shows people can't divide in the name of any truth. The misuse of this exact idea has been used in the ancient sorcery system to divide human beings. The introduction of belief by the sorcery system, in all religions, is for this purpose. If one religion speaks about its fundamental beliefs, then there is no escape other than to agree with it because those said belief points are fundamental, so, beliefs are forced to sit in the place of truths. And because of this, people never bother for any new discovery in the religious field as well. So, the easy way for ancient sorcery system to divide people was to introduce story beliefs and their connected rituals in the religions. This method of exclusive belief-based religion paved the scope for many further religions and sects. Unfortunately, this method's byproducts have been those hatred, violence, bloodshed, etc. Every religion creates its own boundary with its a few exclusive and basic beliefs, and they build the army for its expansion purpose as well. This is the belief strategy of ancient sorcery system. Now, the secret of predictions is that they give vague ideas in advance so that when a person creates a new religion, a group must go with him and some must oppose and remain in the old religion. If all the people converted, then, the purpose of the ancient sorcery system will never materialize. We know there was no smooth acceptance of any new religion in the past. Also, we know how people suffered at that time and in the later period. So the secret purpose of the predictions is to create confusion in the human mind. Every religion predicts about the final conquering of this world, is it possible? The only possible thing out of that prediction is exactly the bloodshed. Today, religions are waiting both great and vice personalities to appear on this world. If a great religious personality comes in other religion, are you ready to accept him? If the answer is no, then, the prediction of vice personality comes there for your help. With this you counter and blame that great personality as vice, and try to save your own religion. And again, the world will be divided and a pool of blood will be the final result. My dear brothers and sisters, I know very well these are the handiwork of that ancient sorcery system. Goodness is the God, not the beliefs. Let us fool the ancient sorcery strategy of separating human beings for its purpose by uniting under the great qualities of our gods. God is great, no doubt, This is because God has the greatest qualities, but the beliefs and rituals are the least because they are the consorts of the ancient sorcery system. Karma theory. Karma theory speaks about the past life's deeds that are responsible for present birth and its happenings. It says that the born quality of a person, born as good and lives as good person, is directly connected to the past many lives' positive accumulated deeds. Here, one thing is proven that the good person inherited a majority of good deeds in his accumulated karma. Now, if you say present life's karma of that good person is the one fixed quantity even in random method from his accumulated karmas, then, due to his majority good deed accumulated karmas, he has to get his present life karma at least a few more good results than the bad results. That means, at least he must enjoy his present life more than suffering. Unfortunately, we have been seeing that the good people suffer more in their lifetime than bad people, and sometimes, good people suffer terribly, until their death, without any joy of the results of their past much accumulated positive deeds. Premature deaths of infants and children, according to this theory, show the irregularity of that theory because a universal law cannot behave such an irregular way. Ancient sorcery system is a many thousand year old system, and its invisible dark hands play in everybody's destiny in this world.